A Hat Full of Sky by Terry Pratchett. Read by Tony Robinson. It came crackling over the hills like an invisible fog. Movement without a body tired it, and it drifted very slowly. It wasn't thinking now. It had been months since it had last thought, because the brain that was doing the thinking for it had died. They always died. So now it was naked again, and frightened. It needed a strong mind, a mind with power that could keep it safe. It searched. Tiffany Aching, standing in her bedroom, shook her head. The new boots were all wrong. They were stiff and shiny. That was disgraceful. There was nothing wrong with putting a bit of polish on boots to keep the wet out. Boots had to work for a living, but they shouldn't shine. And then there was the new straw hat with a ribbon on it. She had doubts about that too. It was important to look smart today, and she tried to look at herself in the hand mirror, which wasn't easy because the mirror was cracked and blotchy. Well, she didn't usually do this sort of thing in the house, but since no one was around, she put the mirror down, stood in the middle of the threadbare rug, shut her eyes and said, "See me." And away on the chalk hills, a thing with no body and no mind but a terrible hunger and a bottomless fear, felt the power. It would have sniffed the air if it had a nose. It searched. It found such a strange mind, like a lot of minds inside one another, so strong, so close. It changed direction slightly and went a little faster. As it moved, it made a noise like a swarm of flies. The nearby sheep, nervous for a moment, baaed and went back to chewing grass.